On the Clock by Emily Gundelsberger. What does in the weeds mean to you? I've been asking people that for a couple of years now. It's become a sort of hobby. There's two definitions, and you can often tell a lot by which one a person knows. First, there's what I call the academic definition. To be bogged down in the minute or unimportant details of a large project. I heard this a lot in the 10 years I spent working in newspapers. Then there's the waitress definition. To be harried or frantic because there's more work on your plate than you can do at a reasonable pace. A key part of this definition is a feeling of desperation and hopelessness, being unable to catch up even though you're working as fast as you possibly can. I think of this as the waitress definition because that's who I learned it from. At my first real job, scooping ice cream as a 16-year-old for $5.15 an hour, the minimum wage in 2000. "Hurry up, kid, I'm in the weeds," snapped an older waitress, impatient to use the cash register I was fumbling with. Her meaning was obvious. She was hustling around at top speed, grim-faced, trying to get her customers taken care of before her tips went down the drain. And I was in her way. I became very familiar with the weeds that summer. Counter kids spent hours in the weeds each evening, scooping as fast as we could and delaying our bathroom breaks until the line of hot, impatient customers at the window cleared, usually around 10 p.m. Afterwards, it was bliss to lay my sticky forearms on the counter and relax a little as we waited on the trickle of late-night customers. But the relief was always short-lived because of another new addition to my professional vocabulary. If you've got time to lean, you've got time to clean. I loathed this cheery little rhyme, coined by McDonald's founder Ray Kroc and favored by passive-aggressive managers everywhere.